We're hoping now that they come now and give us the ramps they promised us 4 years ago to help us save a child's life in Dona Park, because the speed on such long straight of a road leads down to the bottom of the estate, and the bridge at the back of it washed away in the floods last year. We know a lot of priority had to be taken to fix other things first, but now a year later with children crossing daily on this bridge, which is impassable for anybody. So the council have to take urgent action this year, because our motive up there is just to help save a Wayne's life, and that's it.
The problem with the bridge and the walkway along the river is that it's HSE land as well as council control. Yeah. So basically the HSE and the council are going to have to do this together. You want to see more cooperation and more closer working with the two authorities to get this done?
Yeah, the two of them are going to have to talk closely, because I know there's health and safety issues and all that there now, and insurance and all, with the HSE allowing people to walk through their grounds. I don't think that was ever sorted out properly. So, let's say that toss the bridge or fix the bridge now at this stage. So,
and that was the ultimatum you gave the council today, either fix it or shut it down.
That's what come down to that now. It's just either close the bridge altogether or fix it. We know the Riverwalk's a long way down the line. It's going to take a lot of money to fix the Riverwalk, but as long as we've got the bridge for the safety of children at the minute. So,
And that bridge is an important one for as a shortcut and as a means of access to the hospital and to shops and to schools.
For people on the other side too, and the Baloski side coming to the Churchtown side, that's used regularly by a lot of people.